Hey, this is Brian with Cromwell Media, and today I get the pleasure of talking with Randy Lanham, the Music Education Director at the Bluegrass Museum. That's what we're talking about today. How
that
you doing, Randy?
That is correct, Brian. Yeah, you and I get together. We talk about a lot of things, but yeah. Today, Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum Education Director. Also, our outreach is what I really want folks to be able to hear about.
And hopefully get them to volunteer and be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if you're listening out there, I'm not just telling you about our programs, I'm letting you be aware of them. So like you said, Brian, so there might be somebody out there like, hey, I fit right into that. I'd like to be a part of that. One of the outreach things is something that you and I do, the veteran songwriting, which is an absolute blast.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
It fills my cup.
That is fan. Oh, man. We absolutely love it. There might be a veteran out there listening right now may want to share their story and allow you and I to sit down with them and turn that story into a song. I think one of my favorite things, Brian, when we do that is, first of all, I learn a lot. About you're a veteran, Brian.
I still learn a lot.
It is pretty incredible. And then to see the look on their face, you know, sometimes they're a little shy because we don't always know them, right? Sometimes,
no.
A lot of times we're complete strangers and they're like, I don't know about these dudes, you know? But then after we talk and hang out for a little bit, they loosen up, they start talking. And then once they hear a little bit of a melody to the story they just told us, man, they start lighting up. It's wonderful. Absolutely fills our cup. But you know what? We might have some songwriters out there. We might have some musicians out there. We might have some veterans out there. We might have some people that want to be a part of that. And they need to go to Veterans Empowered Together website to contact you for that.
That's right. Yep.
But we do those songwriting sessions. Most of them are at the Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame and Museum. And, man, what a blast. But there's some other outreach stuff that we do. I'm got a big heart for the folks in nursing homes. So if you're a group, maybe you're a singer, play guitar, whatever that looks like, you have a little group, band, I would love to be able to help you all get connected to play at a nursing home. We have about 12 bands. I say bands. Some of these are only like two or three people. Actually, one of them is a person that just plays the fiddle, just goes in and does instrumental stuff. So it doesn't matter what your talent. If you're willing to go into a nursing home, say, I try to get people to commit to once a month. But, man, I work with anybody. I'd be glad to meet with you. Down at the Bluegrass Museum, you can email me, randy@bluegrassmuseum.org, and I would be glad to sit down with you. And that's not committing you. Maybe you just want to find out more information. And I'd love to do that, help you with song selection, figuring out if you need a little sound system, we can loan you one. We just want to equip people to go out in the community, into the nursing homes and places like Wendell Foster, the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, we have a program called Bedside Bluegrass. So, man, I love the things that we're doing, working more in the school systems. I mentioned bluegrass in the schools earlier. A lot of times that's instruments in the classroom or assemblies, but we're starting to do more work with special needs. And, man, that's been a blast. I mean, I just feel so blessed to be able to do what I do. So we got a lot of outreach stuff going on, and a lot of you out there listening right now can be a part of that. You know, so we're looking for volunteers. So, again, randy@bluegrassmuseum.org to find out about these programs. I'd love to have you.
Well, Randy, thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing some of the stuff, just a little bit of what you do in our community. I know there's a lot. You wear many hats.
Well, Brian, I think you are one that has quite a few hats yourself, my friend.
Thank you again. This has been Volunteer Owensboro, a segment brought to you by AmVets Post 75.